World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Live from Cape Cod, believe it or not. Sitting outside here on a, what's a beautiful, what morning is this? This Wednesday? I think it is. I'm telling you, I don't know. Whatever, live from Cape Cod, out here as part of an event with a group called Gideon's Army, which I'm going to dive into here a little bit and try to explain something to you. But I came outside just because we're all kind of staying in the same I don't want to call it a hotel, but it's just a series of little rooms. I don't want to wake everybody up. And Brett was my roommate. Hi, Brett was my roommate last night. And I said, Brett, I can't do the show in here because I'll wake everybody up. I get ranting and raving and screaming. I don't want to do that today. And man, what a difference a day makes and reflection of where we are. And I got a lot I want to share with you today, but I really got a lot that I want to hear from you folks today. Because you really didn't get a much chance to do that yesterday with David Heavener. It was a really, really good show with David Heavener. But, man, it's really kind of good when something happens like the shooting in Pennsylvania that, you know, you don't immediately go out and begin to tell everybody what's going on and this is what happened and this guy did this. And then, of course, they appoint J.D. Vance as vice president, presidential candidate, and now everybody's got an opinion on J.D. Vance. And so sometimes I like to stay back just a little bit from the vomit at the beginning of everything and take a little bit of an assessment as we get a couple of days away from events like that and just kind of see really where we are. Last thing I want to be is a rumor monger. Somebody tells tales, somebody that puts out information that they're not really sure about. I try to validate and verify everything that I do. And so I appreciate the fact that you let us kind of not say a whole lot about it yesterday. I noticed that my buddy Brett had his hand up. Brett, did you want to come in and say something here before I get up and running? By the way, this is a record-breaking show. Can I tell you why? First show ever, I didn't wear a Coach Dave Live shirt. I didn't bring one with me. Just try to get my wardrobe going. What are you going to say there, Brett? Go ahead, man.
Well, I got a shirt for you, Coach, because I got all my clothes in the car anyway. But it's an honor to have Coach Dave here. You did such a great job as our kickoff speaker last night. And we're in Plymouth near Cape Cod. This is the third annual Cape Cod gathering. And, Coach, you were at the first one, and you're back now. And it's just a great gathering of people. And we got people that came in from all over America, even drove in from California, if you can believe that. But Coach was just perfect doing what he does. But he's the only one out there that is doing what he does. So if you're watching right now, the growth of this show is up to you. You got to share it with CoachDaveLive.com with everybody that you know. Nobody's doing what he's doing. Yes, all of us are proud to be on his coaching tree, but he is the head coach. Love you, Coach, and I'm glad that you don't snore.
Thanks, Brett. Boy, we had a broken night's sleep last night. The pump went out at my well pump went out at sky high. Just kind of the way things are, aren't they? We got guests coming in today, and the pump went out at sky high. Oh yeah. It's just keep pressing on, keep pressing on. I'm gonna if you just bear with me a sec, I wanna make this. I'm gonna put this on my lap here a minute. Sorry if it bounces up and down. I'm gonna try to make this sure. From you, some of the things that you think, but before I do that, I really want to kind of lay a groundwork and, you know, ask the question, where do we go from here, man? Wait a second, I get my phone back out. Where do we go from here? What the heck is going on? And I was immediately struck in the aftermath of what took place there in Pennsylvania. All of the, I don't. out what's going on and what we need to do. And I was really prompted this morning, Spencer. I don't know if you can pull up for me. Look, folks, I made myself some notes here. Bear with me, and then I'm going to give you all a chance to get in here and tell us what you think before we get into talking about J.D. Vance and Trump and was it fake blood and all that stuff that's out there, all that stuff out there. Yeah, and I'm sorry if there are technical difficulties. I'm outside, and I'm pulling off of the internet outside. Here's some notes that I wrote down today, okay? Jeff says I need to get closer to a router. I don't know if I can. Am I breaking up that bad, guys? Somebody tell me, am I breaking up that? Okay, but I'll do that. I'm sorry. Here's some notes that I wrote down. More than ever, folks, we have to take our focus off of Washington, D.C., Trump and Biden and the Republicans and the Democrats. And I believe we are rapidly moving into a period of time where local, okay, well, mine says I lost my internet. I'm just going to keep rolling here, and then let me get it out. Let me get this out of me, and then we'll go from there. Right, where local impact is going, folks, it's going to be more important than anything. Now, ask yourself this: what cataclysmic thing could happen today, tomorrow, next week that would radically and totally change everything that you do? Could the internet go down? Could the dollar go broke? We could just run on and on with a myriad of 10, 15 different things that could happen that would radically transform the America we are living in today to a 4,000 years of darkness, maybe. Who knows, right? Who knows? And more than ever, we need to begin, even though they're distracting us with, you know, Trump and all, folks, everything is becoming local. Everything is becoming local. And one of the points I made last night, and thanks, Brett, for the nice compliment. And I tried to make this. I've been to a lot of these kind of events. This is put on by Jerry Foley and Gideon's Army. And if I get my internet and stuff to work, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. But there are groups like this all across America. Patriot groups, 911 groups, call them whatever name you want to. They are all across America. But there is nobody unifying those groups. Nobody. And I'm not here today, this morning, to say, get behind me, get behind Coach Dave. No, that's not my point. I was talking to some folks last night about go to Clay Clark events, make America great again, wake up America. They're everywhere. And go on the internet and just go down to the internet and look at the gatherings and look at the informational get-togethers they're having and the events. And so everybody out there is really awake and understand something dramatic is about to happen. But folks, nobody has a plan. Nobody has a plan. And I shared again last night, it's like you're a football coach and you walk out on the football field. And well, if you've never been a football coach, maybe you won't understand this, but you go out with a game plan and you go out there and you've worked all week and you see this weakness that the other team has. You say, oh my goodness, we're just going to run off tackle. We're just going to block down and kick off and we're going to run off tackle. We're just going to beat the tar of those guys. And everything's good until the second play of the game, the tailback, the guy you hand the ball to breaks his ankle. Now you don't have the guy that your entire game plan is built around. He's out of the game. What do you have to do? You have to begin to adjust. And folks, I'm telling you that we're putting our stock, man, oh man, oh man, we're putting our stock in one great big quarterback, Donald Trump. If we think Donald Trump is the solution to all this problem, no, because the day is coming, you mark my word, when local is going to be everything. Let me ask you, as I've made some couple notes here, things I want you to ask yourself. Number one, first of all, do we have shared values? I hear people talk about them. We as Americans and our shared values. Folks, does Americans have shared values? Do we have shared values? Well, maybe in a lot of ways we do. I think we have shared goals. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to be free. But for whatever reason, they've been able to divide and conquer us into different groups, making you a liberal and a conservative and a Republican and a Democrat and an old guy. And divide and conquer is the oldest trick in the books. I'm just telling you, wherever you are living, you have to become that, I don't want to say rock, but that pillar, that anchor is organizing and bringing people together. And look, I know it's a tough task. I know some of you say out there, Coach, I don't have the skill set to be able to do. I don't even know anybody. How would I? Well, I don't know. But you're here every day, most of you here every day, and you agree with what's going on or what's happening, what we're telling you is going on. But yet you have no real plan to what you're going to do if the SHTF happens. We're not prepared for it. Do you have any idea, my friends, what would have happened? Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. Was that thing staged? Was the Donald Trump thing staged? I mean, it's everywhere, isn't it? Confusion. Satan be the author of confusion. But do you have any idea where we would be today if Donald Trump had been killed? Do you have any idea where we would be? We're 3 months away from an election, they tell us, whatever. And all of a sudden, the only presidential candidate that the right has, the Republicans have, Donald J. Trump, gone. What if he's out of the picture? What happens next? And I think what we're beginning to see is how disorganized and disunified we are, putting all of our eggs in the Donald Trump basket. And I said yesterday and said it again last night, that me, Coach Dave Live, I'm praying for the deep, deep conversion of Donald Trump. I don't know if he's a Christian. I don't know what's going on. I don't know any of that stuff. I do know this. A lot of people who've never been saved. Are you looking at me? Some of you are good Christian people who've never been saved. I know this. I know what salvation is. A true salvation experience did to me. I'd tell people it was like what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. It changed me into a different guy. And if you were to go back and let's say I was going to run for office. So I'm running for office. I'm Coach Dave's, throws his hat in the ring for Senate. Do you have any idea the things that they could go back and dig up in my past 15 years ago, 20, maybe you'd have to go farther back than that, but 30 years ago, 40 years ago, things that I did, and all of a sudden they said, look at this guy. How can this guy call himself a Christian? He did this, and he did this, and he did this, and he did this. And folks, that's where we are in regards, I think, to Donald Trump. Do you believe in salvation? First of all, I don't know. Is Trump saved? I don't know. I don't know. Are you saved? Did you have a radical transformation? I can give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. Can I tell you why? Because I once was lost, and now I'm found. I understand the difference of what I did when I was lost as compared to what I do when I'm found. And the Bible says we're all working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It's a workout process. You learn every day. You screw up. You go back. You redo it. You say you're sorry. You try to stop doing it. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we are looking. We are expecting Donald J. Trump to all of a sudden to walk the aisle, say a sinner's prayer, and now he's the world's greatest Christian. Hey, folks. You know better than that, don't you? From your own personal salvation experience, that isn't the way it happens. Now, time out a minute. I don't know if he's saved. I'm not here defending him. I'm telling you this. A lot of you who are accusing him of things that he did in the past and he's not a fun, well, God bless you. Huh? They can do that to me and they can do it to you as well. They can go dig in my past and make me look like what they're going to do to J.D. Vance. I'm not a big J.D. Vance fan. I'm not going to get into that today. It doesn't matter. But look, the stuff that's already coming out about J.D. Vance and his wife and yada, 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 yada. Take a deep breath, pull back, and ask yourself this, including Coach Dave, is J.D. Vance the same guy he was 4 years ago? Do we know? I don't know. And how would you like to have everything you did or said or written about thrown up into the national media, even though it was 10 years ago. I'm not the same guy I was 10 years ago. Are you? I'm not the same guy I was a year ago. Are you? So we got to be really, really careful, folks. Really careful. And rather than us continue to point out where the strong man has failed, I think we need to bear his burden. I think we need to pray that God would supernaturally grab a hold of the heart of Donald J. Trump, if he's the guy. Hey, folks, Donald Trump could be dead tomorrow, could he not? We just saw that he could be dead tomorrow. Who's the next guy? Now, okay, hang on. So here's where I'm trying to take us. You become more and more important in this mess that we find ourselves out. You do. You do. And you need to get yourself ready, whether it's preparation with food and what, ammunition and candles. I mean, I could go into the litany of a thousand different things. If all hell breaks loose in your neighborhood, they're coming to you, friends. Sky High is going, if things break down, Sky High is going to be packed. I just know that. Why? Because they have to run to some place of refuge where they don't feel like they're all alone. And I'm asking yourself this. Are you prepared for that? Are you right now where you live? Are you prepared to be that guy in your family and in your neighborhood? Because I think something big is coming. And what I mean by that, something big is coming, what? If the deep state is real, and if the Luciferians are really in control of the deep state, they are not going to go down without a fight. Folks, we're going to see some of the most unbelievable stuff that we have ever seen is going to happen before us. Now, there's a lot of good stuff that's already... Spencer, maybe you can pull this up real quick, just real quickly, because I'm going to share this with people. And they're going to, I'm going to open it up. I'd love to... Look, I don't have it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out. Pull up for me. Which one is that? That's not it. But yeah, the left is losing. Pull that up for me, Spencer. And folks, please bear with me here. Look. I've been telling you this, that the sun is coming up. They are losing. Scroll on down a little bit, Spence. Okay. It's difficult to read the line in the light of this weekend's events and not see an admission on part of the White House that Secret Service protection was previously being denied to Bobby Kennedy. The White House was denying a Secret Service attention. So what did they come out? So that this week they came out and said, okay, we're going to start giving Secret Service protection to Bobby Kennedy. Look, I'm going to show you where we're winning. Okay, keep going. Next one. NBC likewise made an extraordinary decision on Sunday night, and they pulled Morning Joe. They did not air Morning Joe on the day after the assassination. Meaning what? They're beginning to understand maybe they have overplayed their hand. Now, they're not doing it for good reasons, but the left has overplayed their hands, and we're seeing it in a lot of different situations, right? As with the Secret Service decision, MSNBC was making a major admission, essentially telling its audience its lead morning news show is neither not really a news show, or that its format only holds up something less than maximum scrutiny. So they said, let's pull Morning Joe. That's a victory. Meanwhile, in a move that went mostly unnoticed, Meta announced Friday that it was lifting restrictions on Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram's account. Do you understand this, friends? So all of a sudden, they'd say, we've overplayed our hand here. Let's let Trump back on Facebook. Let's let Trump back on Twitter. Let's let him back out there. And all of it, and with CNN citing company sources saying that this was done to ensure that Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, would have equal standing with Democrat President Joe Biden. Don't miss this. They are admitting to you that they have been censoring Donald Trump. You get this, friends? All that they would have denied that and denied that and denied that. The next day after the attempt on Trump's life, the left, Cordy Compatori dead, Axios ran a story about Democrats' reaction. Bearing the lead, they quoted a senior House Democrat at the bottom saying, "We've all resigned ourselves to a second Trump presidency. Folks, the left is falling back and trying to save the equipment. They're trying to get back and save it. Huh? Oh, yes, they are. They're hoping that we have a short memory. There's a longer story to be written about in the sudden collapse of many of the core principles of the last 8 years of American politics, in particular, the notion that Trump is such a unique existential threat that the system would not bear treating him like any other politician, in conjunction with Trump's document case collapse. All of that stuff is, it's collapsing. The trials, all that stuff. And they're realizing it, and they're backtracking, and they're trying to save face. Okay, stay with me. Check into this space around noon, and Walter Kern and I have, okay, we don't need to go there. So folks, they are backtracking. The left is backtracking. Why are the left backtracking? Because I'm telling you, they're losing. And now hang on. You say, Coach Dave? Well, maybe you would say that. What does that have to do with me? Well, where do you fit in, baby? Where do you fit in to what's going on around there? What plans have you made for building some type of group of people around you? Now, I'm not talking about prepping and survival. So I'm not talking about that. When the crap hits the fan, and it's going to, do people know they can run to you? Are they going to come for you for advice and for wisdom? And are you connected to anybody else that could help? Are you? Because all politics is about to become local. Just one more thing, and then I'm going to open it up. If you could, Spencer, pull up for me. It's a third thing down there, Gideon's Army. It's a Bible story. You guys know the Bible story of Gideon's Army? Not that one. That's where I'm here. Gideon's Army through the event that we're having today. Oh, look, I got so much. Go. It should be a standalone Bible gateway. The story of Gideon's Army. There you go. Bear with me. I'm going to show you something to where Coach Dave thinks we are today. Are you looking at me, folks? Everybody has an opinion. Everybody thinks they know. Everybody thinks Trump's in on it. Others think Trump's not in on it. People are almost praying to Trump, huh? The Democrat, bad. Republican, good. It's just over and over and over. And always remember this. It's always a small group of committed people that God uses. God never uses the masses. He never has. And that's what I want to share with you this morning. It's the story of Gideon's Army, and point some things out for you real quickly as we go through it. Then I'm going to open the windows and let you come on in. So this is Judges chapter 7, verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, who also was known as Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched their tents, I'm paraphrasing, beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. In other words, they get up in the morning, they strategically pitch their tents for the battle that's about to come. And as they're doing this, the Lord said unto Gideon, Gideon, you've got yourself too many folk. The people that are with you, it's too many. And to give them the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, unless Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hands have saved me. Yeah, Trumpism, Trump, make America great again. It was make America great again. We did it. MAGA, we won. No. The Lord said to Gideon, that ain't the way it's going to be, Gideon. That ain't the way it's going to be. And the Lord said unto Gideon, I'm sorry, now, therefore, go, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, are you listening? Whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And they returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So there were 32. There's a big MAGA crowd, a big Make America Great Again crowd, 32,000 of them. And they're getting ready to go to war. They can actually see the enemy now. They can actually see him. And God says to Gideon, hey, Gideon, you better get rid of some things. You better get rid of some folks. So Gideon goes and shows up and does what the Lord tells him to do. He says, hey, anybody's afraid? Anybody, whatever? Huh? Okay, not all in there. Oh, not all in there. You can go on home. And his crowd shrunk from what? From 32,000. And then the Lord said unto Gideon, you still got too many, bud. Take them down to the water. Take those 10,000 warriors that you have, all of those MAGA folk, take them down to the water, the ones that are really still in the game. And do this. I'm going to try them there, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this guy shall go with you, and this guy can't go with you. And with whomever I say unto you, this guy can't go with you, don't you take him with you. We call it in football addition by subtraction. Sometimes you got to get rid of some folks. Some of you got some dead wood hanging on around you. So Gideon did what he was told, and he brought the people down to the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, have him get a drink of water. And everyone that lappeth the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall you set by himself. And likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knee to drink. And the number of them, I'm going to give you an illustration. He said, Gideon, take him down there, let him get a drink of water. And those guys who take their head and stick their head down in the water and drink like a dog. He said, get rid of them. You get rid of them, Gideon. And then he said, and the Lord said, Gideon, he said, and Lord Gideon, I want you to go down and watch the ones who lap the dog, who take the water in their hand and they drink it out of their hand and they keep their eye on the enemy. He says, Gideon, those are your boys. So Gideon tells him to do it. He stands back and watches what happens. 10,000, all of Make America Great Again, all of MAGA, all of the Patriot Party news, all those people out there, all those folks, all those hangers-on, 10,000 of them, 300 were really in. And they lapped their water with their tongue. And Gideon said, I'm paraphrasing, that's a great plan. Heck of a plan. Like, I ain't got nobody left. And the Lord said unto Gideon, yes, yeah, you do, dude. He said, by the 300 men that lapped, I'm going to save you. I'm not going to save you through Donald Trump and MAGA. That ain't how it's going to happen, Gideon. Not all those hangers-on. No. By the 300 men that lapped, I'm going to save you. And I'm going to deliver the Midianites right into your hands and let all the other people go, every man to his place. Say, Coach, what's the point? Gideon goes on and secures a tremendous battle by doing nothing more than shining light and making noise. I don't know if you guys know the story. They end up, they go up on the hill. They only had 300 of them. They lit torches and stuck torches in the ground, and they got a hold of drums, and they beat on the drums, and it gave the impression that there was thousands and thousands of them, and the Midianites got confused, and Gideon's army won the day. That's what the Lord's getting ready to do, folks. It ain't going to happen in Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump. Nah. It's going to happen in Moody, Texas. It's going to happen in Wausau, Wisconsin. It's going to happen in some little nick and tuck little place out there in Oklahoma. That individual men and women are going to begin to end up, going to begin to stand up once again. They're going to be those guys who lap the water right out of their hands, keeping their eye on the enemy. And when we do that, when we continue to do what we see Randy doing and what we see the other guys going and digging a ditch and digging in and staking and working behind the scenes and nobody knows what's going on, then God is going to deliver the victory. Because why? It's his plan anyway. It's his plan anyway. And if MAGA does it, and if Donald Trump delivers the day, and Mitch McConnell, and if the Republicans deliver the day, then they stand on this gun, they pound their chest and vote for me. And folks, that ain't what it's going to be. I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't know if there'll be an election. I don't know if Donald Trump will be around for the election. None of us know anything about what's going on. We know you can't trust the government. We know you can't trust the FBI. We know that you can't trust the CIA. We know that there's a deep state. But we, you and I, we understand this. There's a devil loose, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Amen.
The greatest move in the history of the world is going to be the move of God that's going to come out of this mess that we find ourselves in. But the church has got to come out of hiding. The church has got to come out and be the church. The church has got to come out and be God's men for this time.
Amen, Coach.
Don't get distracted, baby. Don't get distracted. What can you do right where you live? Now, I want to do one more thing before I'm done, and then I'm going to open it up. And I want to hear from you. And look, please, let's not make it about, well, he had, there wasn't real blood on his ear, and let's not make it about all that crap that they've been telling us for the last 2 days, however long it's been. Let's stay focused on what it is the Lord have us to do. And I want to do this because I want you to know, I've been doing this a while. Spencer, if you could, pull up that Facebook page. You say, Coach, which one? Pull up the history, the Facebook page, if you can. I didn't number them today, buddy. I'm sorry. Folks, I went today online as I was getting ready for the show, and I pulled up. I just Googled Gideon's Army, and all of a sudden, scrolled down, Spencer, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer shows up down there. Right there. Spencer, what's the date on that? What's the date on that? Somebody? I can't really see it. September 30th, 2019. And Coach Dave's talking about foot soldiers. I'm not talking about MAGA. I'm not talking about Make America Great Again. I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about foot soldiers. Scroll on down, Spencer. I found this morning. I couldn't believe it. Look at this. What date is this? Kevin Van Story posted that on October 31st, 2020, when this group of Gideon's Army went to Hillary Clinton's house. Scroll on down. We've been doing this a while, folks. We've been doing it a while. There's the event. Go on. Keep on going. Keep on going. I couldn't believe some of the stuff. There we were, July 12th, 2022, here, right where we are today. Go on down. There's Brett, ugly Brett. Look at this. Look at this, folks. May 25th, 2015, Coach Dave is asking, where do you fit in the brigade? Where do you fit in the brigade? And I talked about this, how we invaded when we went into Afghanistan. Back during the Gulf War, we went into Afghanistan. We started out by what? We started out with a prayer force, and that we need a prayer force to bombard the enemy from above, as above, so below. And we need to organize a group of prayer warriors who are going to be the air force for everything we do. And then I talked about after the Air Force started to loosen up a little bit with their bombing over Afghanistan. Was it Afghanistan? No, Iraq. And then what did we do? Well, then we stuck sending the special forces. Those are the guys who went in and they set the explosives. They set the traps. They went in and they went in and broke up camps. And so we got the Air Force and we got the special forces, the SWAT teams running in there. And then what happened? And then all of a sudden, boom, they called it shock and awe. Here came the brigade. Here came all the soldiers. We came in and we cleaned up this mess. And what happened? If you remember back, what happened at that time? They said that when the soldiers hit the ground, the Iraqis held their hands up in the air and surrendered. Does anybody remember that? Do you guys remember that? They didn't even have to fire a shot in some of those places. The Marines showed up and they walked down through there and they gave up their guns and they surrendered. So shock and awe. That is the pattern that we laid out May 25th, 2015 for such a time as this. I can't, my math ain't real good. What's that, 9 years ago? 9 years ago? I've been at this a while, friends, and I'm telling you, we will not win this war without complete and total devotion to our commander-in-chief, and I'm not talking about Donald Trump, to our commander-in-chief, and our willingness to go lay down our lives that this nation might live. That's what's before us. And you're going to get opposition everywhere you look, because can I tell you what? You're surrounded by a lot of dog lappers. And we ain't going to win dog lappers. But I promise you this, the greatest revival the world's ever seen is before us. It's not behind us. And I want to encourage you, find out where you belong and get yourself engaged. All right, that's 36 minutes. Come on in, Gino.
Thank you. Boy, have we gone a long way since when I raised my hand up, but I enjoyed it, Coach.
Thanks, brother.
But I want to go back to this shared value thing, the very first thing you brought up. We have been reprogrammed since President Reagan that this country is a democracy.
Yep.
And
we're
not a democracy. That means if there's 100 people and I disagree, or that when I bring up a value, which you brought, that they all disagree with me. A democracy is that I have to go along with them. A republic, which we are, a constitutional republic, means I still have those first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, on my side.
Yes, sir.
They cannot tell me I am wrong. I may be, but they cannot vote that I am wrong. But we are so programmed, and our churches are so programmed, well, we're a democracy, so 51% disagree with us, so we can't do anything about it. And that's wrong.
That's wrong. Gino, you know what's even worse? We got people voting on, let's say me and you, Gene. Let's say me and you, okay? And we go to the polls, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, just because whatever. And you're a God-fearing man just like me, Gene, and you go in, and you vote for Joe Biden. And I say, Gene, how can you vote for Joe Biden? He wants to kill babies. And you say, but Coach Dave, how can you vote for Donald Trump? He's not a Christian. And we go back and forth over these things. They divide and conquer us over stuff that doesn't have anything to do with where the battle lies, folks. And if we can come to the realization that our battle is not a physical battle, but it's a spiritual one, maybe the enemy controlling both sides, friends, could that be? The enemy's controlling both sides, and we're just fools playing two card monies, this guy good, this guy bad. How about this? How about we start to stand up and get organized locally, and let's take our communities back. RL, come on in.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. One thing, I don't believe in fear mongering, but you brought up the subject of preparation in case. Well, one thing we need to remember, our home is indefensible.
Yes, right, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, folks, what he said is so true. You can have all of the rations stored, all the food stored. You can have everything you want to. And can I tell you something? It just becomes the meal for the enemy if they overrun your house. Now, folks, listen. It's not physical preparation, although physical preparation is important. It's not physical preparation that's going to save the day. It's not. It's spiritual power of God working through individual men and women. That's what has to happen. And some of you are going to have to quit sticking your head in the water and lapping the water like a dog and get down on your knee and keep your eyes focused on the enemy, because there are a lot of people counting on you. Rita Wickham, come on in, Rita.
Coach, it's Mary Beth. I have
okay,
to
Mary Beth. Okay, go ahead, Mary Beth.
Hey, is it okay if I just say a short prayer, Coach?
Sure. Doesn't have to be short. Yeah.
Anyway, Holy Spirit, Lord, we just pray that justice will be done. Okay. May your Holy Spirit show us your truth, Lord. And we just pray protection of our duly elected President Trump, because there is a lot going on. And Lord, we just ask that you would expose the lies of the enemy. And I pray this in Jesus' name, the name to which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, folks, look. I want to encourage you here a second, okay? I've done some surfing on the internet the last day or two. Trump good, Trump bad. J.D. Vance good, J.D. Vance bad. IRS good. Folks, you have got to be careful what information you are permitting to influence your behavior. You got to be careful, folks. It's all divide and conquer. It's all voodoo. It's all beyond what we can even imagine. As I sit here today, I don't know who the good guys are. I don't know who the good guys are. You with me? So let's be careful. Say, yeah, if we just get Trump in there. Well, we pray he's a good guy. We pray. You got to pick a horse, don't you? You got to pick a horse that's in the race. I would like to go to the Kentucky Derby and bet my house on the winning horse, but Secretariat's dead. Secretariat ain't running anymore. So I got to put somebody in there that I don't know. And it'd be great if we had pre-written history, and if we could live life backwards and we could see what a difference our actions make. But the point of the matter is somebody's got to hit somebody. Somebody's got to cause a fumble. And I would say this. You can do that right where you live. That's got to become our focus. Jack, come on in, Jack.
Yeah, Coach, what you're saying, we hear it all the time. Everything's local. But in context, we have to understand that the Constitution of the federal government has very little to do with us. It Amen. Only protects our rights. It doesn't give them. If Sure. you're not learning your state constitution that actually impacts you personally, then you're going to be missing the boat. So my focus is constantly get your state constitution and learn it, because it's not the same as the state next to you. It's very different. There are a lot of similarities, but the local thing, you better learn how the state can impact you at your local county level. That's where we need to focus.
Jack, do you remember a couple of years ago they started talking about something called continuity of government? Does anybody remember that besides me? Continuity Oh, yeah. of government. And I began to ask myself, what does that even mean? Continuity of government. Hey, friends, what would happen today if Washington, D.C. was nuked? Hey, FBI, I ain't nuking them. I'm asking a question. What would happen? They blew up the Capitol building. They blew up the White House. If they blew up the Supreme Court. Washington, D.C. was obliterated off the face of the earth, what would happen?
Series Jericho.
Brothers, we have to begin to think that way and understand that our protection isn't coming from Washington, D.C. Our protection is coming from above us. Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. Good morning, everyone. Coach, you created the template, what we call today the Salt and Light Brigade.
Yes, sir.
And that was really meant to be local action.
It was.
And you know, Jack and Kevin, Randy, okay, they've all have been about local action. And I think this is what we really need to focus on.
It is.
And I agree with you wholly. I'm trying to do it here locally in my community. But we need to begin to look at ourselves and saying, what am I doing locally, and where can I have an impact, and start to move forward. If you don't know, investigate, look into it, try to find out.
And Glenn, connect with some of the people in the queue who are already doing it. Huh? Don't try to repair a tractor if you don't know how to repair it. Find somebody like Bob Evans who knows how to repair it and call him, and he walks you through it. So if you say, Coach, I want to get something organized here right where I live, well, give Randy a call or Jeff Klein a call or Dave Allison a call. How did you do it, Dave? How did you get started? That was the idea of the entire Salt and Light Brigade. And it just became something like it always does. It became something it was never intended to be. It wasn't something where Coach Dave is sitting up on top of some white horse and everybody's doing whatever. No, no, no. It was a connection of like-minded Christians who are concerned about what's going on and understand the power of biblical unity working together, all doing the same thing, paddling the same direction, all of us working. And folks, we have gotten away from that. God bless Chad Essis. I tip my hat. He's remained so faithful in trying to build the brigades. Maybe we need to get a stronger focus back on that. And some of you out there say, Coach, I don't have a brigade, but I'm willing to start one. What do we do? And there's a place for everybody in this brigade. You walk into your church, Sunday school, whatever, and it's nothing but gray hair sitting around. And those people, every one of them could be part of the prayer force. It could be in Mel's church. It could be in Randy's church. It could be in Tom's church. It could be in Bill's church. Everybody praying for the same thing at the same time, in the same direction. That was the vision of the Salt and Light Brigade. And we make it about so much stuff that it's not. And then it's amazing that,
amen,
I'm sitting here and flew into Boston, Massachusetts. The British are coming. The British are coming. I'm telling you today, they're coming. The British are coming. Are the Minutemen ready? Or is the Salt and Light Brigade ready? Do you have an organization in your community? Godly men and women that you can get organized, which what Randy is doing, staking. That's exactly it. I get up, I check my email. Coach, we staked another courthouse. What? I'm not giving him orders. I'm not directing him. I'm saying, go, Randy. And how come, Randy, aren't there others that are doing it? Why? Come on, man. Come on. Hey, Brett says this over and over and over. And I want you to know this. I go to a lot of places. And I go try to be part of a lot of groups. And I'm telling you, there is nobody doing what we're doing. Nobody doing what we're doing, folks. We are that Gideon's army. We are that group. We are that prayer force. We have to take our job much more seriously than we do. Kevin Van Story, come on in. Hey, I love you out there, Kevin. I love you and I appreciate you for all the fights that I know that you're fighting out there. And sometimes your hands tied behind your back. And sometimes you're fighting alone. And sometimes you're getting friendly fire. But brother, I want you to know I appreciate you.
Thank you, Coach. I was fortunate enough to be adopted into this family called the Salt and Light Brigade. And a friend gave me the courage and encouragement to do something way beyond myself. You know, running for Congress and doing the things I've done. And now, for three counties around me, I have the respect and I have the ear of commissioners. I have of the sheriffs. I think I'm going to, for the first time, be able to put in a true constitutional sheriff who understands and has read the book of the the magistrates that Matt Truella wrote.
Doctrine of Lesser Magistrates, yeah.
He's read the book. He's got questions. He wants me to help him with our local militia. And he is, when I ask him at a meeting 2 months ago, I ask him and the other candidate, okay, guys, I'm a J6er, I'm a domestic terrorist. I'm a Christian nationalist. And I'm on the FBI's radar. And he looked at me. He goes, I know you are. And I said, so I've lived in this county for 40 years. I've never had a ticket. I've never been stopped by a Newton County Sheriff deputy. I've never been stopped by a Neosho police officer. I've never had a pair of handcuffs on me. And I said, if somebody from the federal government comes down here and says, we want Kevin Van Story because we believe he did this, who's going to stand up for me?
Amen.
And without And without hesitation, this gentleman by the name of Rick Geller, who I've known since he was a young man, without hesitation said, I will defend you with my life. And he's going to be my next sheriff. And he is asking me to help him. So I am so privileged that I was adopted into this family called the Salt and Light Brigade. And I had this gentleman, my friend, my brother, by the name of Dave Dobenmar, give me the courage and encouragement to get outside myself and do things that I could never imagine. So I love you. I love you, Dave.
Kevin. Hey, Kevin, it's for such a time as this, baby. You have been called. How about that? You've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. Folks, let's not miss this opportunity. Jeff, come on in, then Judd.
I did want to say, I've come to realize right now I'm not supposed to be the one in power, but I'm supposed to be the one advising the ones in power.
There you go, brother. Huh? Yeah, you're the straw that stirs the drink. Amen. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, the things Kevin just said right on. You know, I didn't get elected either, both times I ran. But I'm starting to see the individuals, the common folk, speaking out.
Yep.
I normally don't watch all this political crap, but the last two nights I have watched the whole thing. Has anybody seen the people that are named, speaking about God, speaking the name of Jesus, reading scripture? These people are crying out. They're the everyday folk, not the
stupid. It's coming, baby. It's coming, Jeff. It's coming.
They are rising. So yep. Now we got the next 3 or 4 months, whatever. We got an open window. So, you know, we've done some school board meetings here. We go up to the square, and sometimes I feel like, geez, there ain't nobody with me.
Right.
But we're bending the ear of people. You know, I had two more pastors on the car lot yesterday. Mm-hmm. They're two of the right-hand men of pastors and churches I know. And I told them both, I said, get the message to your pastor. I need to speak with him.
Amen.
I told them a little bit. Then they agreed. So I'm probably 6 or 7 different churches right now. I'm dropping seeds. But I thought of this the other day, and it just came to my mind. Next thing I think I need to do is just go sit in Thursday morning at 10 o'clock every Thursday, just for a half hour, an hour, county commissioner meetings.
Yes, sir.
Just sit in the chair. Oh, yeah. I walk in again. That's what I do when I ran 4 years ago. I start popping in every Thursday. They're like, why is Jeff Klein in here? And I was taking notes. Now we got a changing of the guard. Tom Collier and B. Miller are on their way out. Two new ones coming in January. Mm-hmm. And the one's an apostate woman pastor. So I think that changing the guard, I can chat with them that I know. Amen. See what the new ones got. You know what I mean? Just be a thorn in their side. So,
amen, Jeff. Keep after him, dude. Keep after him. Faithful man. Faithful. The Lord committed to faithful men. Faithful men. Judah, come on in.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Coach. hang on a second. All right. So the topic is Gideon's army and those people who've been called, being called for whatever reason or purpose that is God's purpose. I wish I could be up there with you guys. The blessing is understanding. Not everybody wants to see what God puts through your eyes, and you see what the world doesn't see.
That's right. And you can't unsee it, Judd. You can't unsee it. That's the problem.
And when you do see it, you start to realize, like right now, the RNC meeting this week in Wisconsin, it's the machine. It's the beast. People don't understand.
Yep.
It's a captured operation. What does that mean? I'll give you some context. Maybe some of you guys know this. Go to a place that's supposed to be considered a strong Christian church. The donations, weekly, daily, monthly, millions of dollars from pastors that go to what's called WinRed. WinRed is this TV show that we're watching all this week. If you watch the stage says order through chaos on it. How evil. That's what the stage says. Order through chaos. with the all CNI and pyramid on the stage.
What
is it telling us, folks? What is it telling us? And what other people have to understand is that they are playing Trump's team, not Trump. They are playing chess. Mm. Reagan saw with a bullet what's had to happen, the chess move that had to be played. Now, when you start to understand JD, a turtle doesn't get on a fence post by itself. It has to be placed there. And what I mean by that is that JD came out of nowhere. It's the Cinderella story.
Yep.
People go back and look who put him there. The main story that put him out there was Megyn Kelly. It was just a short 5 years ago. What in the world?
Amen.
What in the world? And you go back and look at this Win Red organization, the people who give money to this organization. The owner of Win Red is an actual person by the name of Garrett Lansing. When you know who Garrett Lansing is, it's the top of these Mason groups. What we are witnessing on TV right now and with JD is a chess move. It's a captured operation. And I will say this loud and clear. God is my witness, Father. Thank you, Father. The election may go on pause because the left and the right are not our solution. If you guys heard that, the left and the right are not our solution.
Amen.
And they are being so exposed right now. They're being so exposed by this Mason hand that's trying to control these groups and tell people the world who's going to control this. I'm telling you, this is right as rain. 2020 is not over yet. And if and when Elon Musk or the image of him or the military releases the DMs, every person on that stage is in contempt for lying to every American person. All heck is going to break loose. Because they have all been sworn by their tongues for lying because the proof and the data and at local action, Father, thank you for every sheriff who binds and arrests these criminals. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I just wanted to mention that because the Win Red, that is dirty money.
Amen.
That is the beast system, and it is being rooted out.
We're winning, Judd. We're winning, man. Got to move here, baby. Betty, come in. Betty, then Dave.
Good morning. I just want to say that I am blessed with you and most of these people on here because they're true, genuine warriors of Christ, which I really needed, and I did not get at a local church. And all I can say is if these pastors that are woke and just are there for the money in the buildings, if they would watch you and turn out as you and the group of this people, what a army we would have. Also, I'm leaving Charlotte, and it's funny that two chemtrail planes, probably 2,000 feet, with their nozzles going crazy, has just flown over me. And amen. I said, boy, they're getting gutsy. Yes, and thank you for making me aware of that, too. So
payday's coming, Betty. Payday's coming. Payday's coming.
Yes. God bless you and enjoy up there. Love you.
I will. Dave Allison, come on in, Dave. Wrap us up here today.
Dave, real quick, Coach. I heard you mention my name. I want everybody to know I'm only doing about a half as much as I should be doing, but I'm doing 100% more than I used to be doing. I can tell you that right now.
There you go.
So figure that.
Amen, Coach.
That wasn't too hard to accomplish, really. So anyways, I'm thankful for the program, thankful for the encouragement. I want to say I'm thankful for the Lord. Eileen and Jim Tesh have been blessing our lives. And we're just getting connected with people, and it's all local. I heard what Judah said, but politics is all local.
Yep,
and there's something you can do. So blessings, everyone.
And let me tell you something, folks. There are like-minded people everywhere you look. You don't know it. They're afraid to come out. They're afraid to speak. They've been so programmed. They saw what happened to J6. They're cowering in fear inside their houses, watching everything that they've built their lives on being destroyed in front of them. And I'm telling you, the greatest move of God that America and the world has ever seen lies right in front of us. But we're going to have to get engaged. We're going to have to get engaged. We're going to have to get out of our easy chair, get out of our comfort zone, and stand up and enter into the fight. God bless you, man. See you tomorrow.